Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of the Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, in this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, next Friday, on December 17th, I have a special guest, Angela Nicastro, to talk about our winter solstice, lunar eclipse, and the energies for the coming winter season. And since I have a guest for the next 2 weeks, I'll only email the What's Up in the Heavens info for the next 2 weeks. So if you want to be sure you get that info, go to my site now at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com and sign up for What's Up in the Heavens. Look for the link at the top right of the home page. Now, before I talk about what's up in the heavens for today, I want to let everyone in the Seattle area know that I'll be speaking at East West Bookshop in Seattle on Wednesday, January 5th, from 7 to 8:30 p.m. And I'll be talking about how to create more prosperity and ease in 2011. I'll be there as part of Kathleen Carrera's monthly event. So to learn more, go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And on the home page, click on the link for my appearances. I also want to let you know that we're finally starting our next 8 Keys to the Ultimately Prosperous Business program on Monday, January 24th. But when you sign up by January 10th, you get an early bird discount. This program is guaranteed to increase your prosperity or your money back. So whether you work in a business, own one, or just want a more prosperous life, this course will give you the tools to have one. Just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com and click on the link for the 8 Keys Prosperity Training. Now lastly, have you ordered your 2011 Good Timing Guide yet? We're only 3 weeks away from the new year. These guides also make a great holiday gift, since it'll increase the recipient's prosperity all year long. So if you want to be more successful in 2011 and get better results for your important activities, then a Good Timing Guide is essential. It'll let you know when to take important actions and when to wait. You can order securely at the Polaris store by going to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. So, what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, Mercury retrograde starts today and lasts through December 29th. So, have you battened down the hatches and are you hiding under the covers yet? I sure hope not. This cycle is about catching up and finding our mistakes and fixing them. And we can't do that when we're hiding under the covers. Mercury retrograde is a time when we normally rethink things. It's common for people to change their minds during Mercury retrograde, and this is one of the reasons why it's a good idea not to sign contracts during the period. By the time we get to the end of it, we may change our minds about our needs and how we want to handle them. I've had multiple clients make this mistake only to be stuck with a contract they couldn't get out of for a long time and no desire to be in it. So if possible, wait to sign contracts. This particular Mercury retrograde starts off with lots of communications, either with important and powerful people or with the masses. You can also use this energy to gain penetrating insights into what's going on. That's because Mercury is conjunct both Pluto and Mars. Now, together, those guys are intense, especially between today, December 10th, through next Tuesday, December 14th. There's the potential for a lot of intense and possibly angry communications. Now, this can also translate into road rage, and for that matter, fatal or near-fatal accidents. So be extra careful out there when you're driving. whatever you do, don't drive when you're angry. Go run around the block until you calm down and then drive. The universe's intention with this cycle is to transform our thinking and change our motivations. This applies to our own motivations and thought patterns, and it's very related to business, government, and all types of structures and processes. Mars, Pluto, and Mercury are all together in the same sign of Capricorn. Now, this came into range on Wednesday, December 8th, and they all stick together through December 17th. We're watching some of this energy in the political realms with the tax deals being cut so that unemployment benefits can get extended. Now, Tuesday, December 14th, the moon gets into the picture, and it looks like a female stirs the pot in a challenging way. So be careful what you say during this period, or it could cost you big time. You ignite the pot, it will not only boil, it may explode. So be prepared for the consequences if you take that path. Now, if you've been a long-time listener, by now you probably remember the drill for all Mercury retrogrades, but here it is again in case you need a reminder. If your car has been making funny noises, hopefully you fixed it by now. Engine failures are more likely between December 10th through the 17th, so don't wait until it breaks. Get it fixed. And number two, by now, hopefully, you've done a full system backup to your computer in case it crashes during this period. Computers tend to do that during these Mercury retrograde periods. Number three, anticipate delays. Things take longer, so don't be frustrated by them. Plan ahead and enjoy those unexpected bits of time. You get stuck in traffic? Hey, enjoy the holiday lights and decorations. Number four, schedule only 50% of your usual workload, even less since the holidays are here. This is a time to catch up, and now it's a time to even catch up with friends and family. So don't start new projects now. Number five, double-check all details and all travel arrangements well in advance so you have enough time to fix any mistakes you uncover. And last but not least, the holidays are the perfect time to enjoy Mercury retrograde. This is when we reconnect with friends and family we haven't seen in a long time. It's the time we re-listen to favorite holiday music and look back at pictures of special moments. So don't stress about it. Just enjoy the holidays while anticipating delays and finding our mistakes. It's okay. That's how we learn. Now, next, beginning today, December 10th, peaking December 16th through the 18th, and staying in range through the December 20th, we get cycles that are associated with restlessness and unexpected radical actions. We could also see unexpected changes in our leaders or leadership styles at this time. So you may have noticed that some of the CEOs are resigning. This is related to the cycles of Sun, Square, Jupiter, and Uranus. This energy can make it hard to focus on your regular tasks because often you want to do something completely different. If you can't do that at work, look for a holiday event to attend. A good use of this energy would be to create holiday surprises for those who really need it. If you can do anything to assist others in need this season, just do it. This is how we all get through these tough times, is by helping each other. Now, because I won't be doing a What's Up in the Heavens on the air next week, I'm going to give you a little preview of the following week. On December 21st, we have a full moon lunar eclipse on the day of the winter solstice. Now, what's coming to light at that lunar eclipse on December 21st are more endings. This is the third month in a row with the full moon at 29 degrees of the sign, the very end. Both January and February also have their full moons at 29 degrees. So we get different endings for a total of 5 months. This month's endings appear to be financial ones, particularly for the U.S. The primary meaning for this series of eclipses, including the solar eclipse on January 4th, is related to large and ambitious group projects. These normally include an ending or separation first. But judging from the chart, these endings appear to be a big surprise in some cases. And that's followed by a new group forming for a major achievement. So if you're one of the ones getting the big surprise, look forward to the big new project that the universe is bringing you. Just stay focused on finding that. Now for a tip from my 2010 Good Timing Guide. This week your tip is this. Those double red lines in the Good Timing Guide don't mean stop, but they do mean redo. So everything you can think of that starts with the letters R-E are appropriate activities for this period. Repair, rewrite, replan, reprint, review, renew, remodel, rework, retreat, and so on. Get the idea? There's plenty to do and fix during this period. This is how we learn, by going back and doing something again. A is part of life. Lastly, I want to remind you that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. And you can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on the radio. But for the next 2 weeks, I won't be giving you this on the radio because I'll have guests. So to register to receive this information, just go to my website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And the link is in a box at the top right of the homepage. So get signed up today so you'll know what the cycles are for the next 2 weeks. It's free. Now, do you have a question for me? When we come back from this short break, I'll be taking one or two calls. I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Behind every complaint is a commitment. Have you heard yourself complaining today? Do you hear others complaining? When anyone complains, they are adopting the role of victim. They would not complain if they were not feeling victimized. David Emerald's book, The Power of Ten, observes that a victim is someone who has a dream or desire that has been denied. If they didn't care, they wouldn't complain. Ted is the empowerment dynamic, which is a way of thinking, being, and taking action that begins with shifting your attention from that of a victim to that of a creator. So if you find yourself complaining, the first steps is to reconnect with the dream, desire, and what you care about. Focus on the outcome you want. For example, if someone cuts in front of you on the highway, shift your focus away from them to your own safe driving. And then the next time you hear someone complaining, ask yourself, what is the commitment behind the complaint? And speak to them about caring. Focusing on what you want is the way of the creator.
Many of us have tried diets, and honestly, a diet is just a tool. With the Take Shape for Life program, you can combine clinically tested MetaFast weight loss products along with the support from a Take Shape for Life certified health coach. You can watch life happen being overweight, or you can make life happen. The Take Shape for Life program gives you the tools and support to live a healthy life and reach your weight loss goals. Talk to a health coach. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based Reservatrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Reservatrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest Reservatrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at www.reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, Whole Foods Market. Visit Reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Meet Kevin.
I was 60 pounds heavier than I am now. I was at 35% body fat. I was depressed. I was miserable.
Then Kevin consulted Seattle nutritionist Bev Kinblade, who made some adjustments in his diet.
It wasn't some fad diet. It was solid nutrition. My metabolism improved drastically. My energy shot up. My self-confidence, self-esteem. It was life-changing.
Find out about a free 30-minute nutrition appointment with Bev Kinblade at Seattle Nutrition.com. SeattleNutrition.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Right now I'm taking one or two calls, and I think we have one caller, but we can take one more. So if you would like to call now, you can call me at 1-800-930-2819. And remember, for personal questions, I need to know your date, time, and location of birth. The number to call again is 1-800-930-2819. And after I finish with callers, I'll give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, also, just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And remember, I offer both business and personal consultations to help you or your business get headed in the right direction. And also just a schedule note that my last client day this year will be December 14th, so get on the schedule now. Benny, do we have some callers?
We do. Let's start off with Sean. Sean's calling in from Gig Harbor, Washington. He's currently employed, which is a good thing, but he senses some changes going on. We want to know what you see also, Madeline. And his birth date is 9/13 of 73 at 9 p.m. in Tacoma, Washington. So, Sean, welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. What's going on?
Hi, Madeline. Thanks for taking my call.
Sean. Good to talk to you. Now, what kind of job are you doing at the moment?
I'm currently working in sales right now, so things are going well for me directly, but I know there's changes on the rise possibly with my employer. So,
with your employer, like such as what?
Well, there are changes in the industry, obviously consolidation, things like that, just everything that you hear in the news as far as what's going on with our economy is, you know, kind of a ripple effect in my industry. So,
okay, I see. And do you, because it looks like you have a ways yet before you would encounter a change for you. It would be sometime next year, and let me see if I can tell you more specifically when that would be. It looks like probably going to be later next year, like probably, I'm going to guess at the moment, say probably around September. If my computer will work, I will be able to tell you more exactly when it will be at that stage. Okay, so right in October to November of next year. So you have a ways before that change should occur for you. And are your numbers okay?
Oh, yeah.
Your numbers are good. Okay, good. Yeah, because you know, it looks like you've got some fairly good help going on right now, and you're not hurting in the sense of something hammering you over the head. But let me tell you, there is an eclipse coming up. And I was just going to check your chart for eclipses because they're happening fairly soon. And your Mars is close to where the eclipse is going to occur. So it is possible that you might have some kind of a new group project that would get started.
Okay.
Now, I know that sounds a little strange when you're in sales, but, you know, whatever it would be a fairly, a more complex project than perhaps what you're working on.
Okay.
And so, so that is a possibility for you. You know, it wouldn't be necessarily that you're, you know, it doesn't look like you're losing your job or anything like that. It looks like, you know, you would probably be, tapped for a new project.
Okay.
And that would be good, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, that's terrific. Now, do you have another question?
No, that's it. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Take care, and thank you for calling.
All right. Thanks, Sean, for calling in. And, Madeline, I think we have time for one more caller.
Yes, I think
all right.
So.
Sounds good. Let's bring on Susan from Bellingham, and I'll give you her information. It's actually more about her business as well, but we can get into detail on that.
Okay.
And let's see. Her information is 12/18 of 53, so December 18th.
Okay. December 18, 1953.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
At 2:40 in the morning.
2:40 a.m. Okay.
Yep, in Boone, North Carolina. Boone with an E on the end.
Okay, got it.
And she's just questioning about some current financial, what's like up in the market in this situation, and she has some specific questions as well, but I'd rather have her do that. So.
Okay, great.
Yeah, so Susan, welcome to the show. What's up?
Hi. Hi, Madeline. Susan.
Hi,
just looking
Susan.
At what's going on in the financial market.
Okay, now in the financial market?
Specifically, what do you think is going to happen with the Forex and currencies, and will we see any improvement in treasuries as far as mortgage rates go? Because we've just, you know, rates have gone through the roof lately with money flowing back into the stock market.
Yeah, I actually do not. I mean, next year, Neptune's going to move into the sign of its own sign, actually, of Pisces, and so
move into Pisces.
Neptune, and
Neptune
is
okay.
the planet that is associated the most with interest rates.
Okay.
So while it's been in the sign of Aquarius, which is an air sign, we've had typically low rates, as which what we typically get in, when it's in an air sign, but. Next year, it's going to move back into, and it only does this, you know, once every 100 and some years.
Right.
But it's going to move back into Pisces, and that is a sign where I would expect to see higher inflation and higher interest rates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
well,
and
we know
of course,
going
while
on
they,
now,
while
mm-hmm.
they continue to devalue the dollar, you see,
mm-hmm.
that makes it harder to keep interest rates low.
Yeah, but the dollar's actually been going up, so it's not like normal.
Well, you know, they have their plunge protection team. but you know, it's always temporary, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm.
it's not, you know, it's nothing that they can continue to make function, you know,
right.
over
so
the
do
long
you have
run.
A short-term view with what's happening in this retrograde period?
Well, you know, it's hard to say how it's going to work out with the retrograde because
mm-hmm.
with, you know, with Mercury retrograde, it's not really the ideal time to do contracts
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because people are rethinking what their needs are.
Right.
But this particular retrograde does have the opportunity to, you know, with Mercury conjunct both Mars and Pluto to have some powerful help.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, especially in the early part of it, to have some powerful help. So it's possible that, you know, they will do something to keep the rates a little bit lower through the holidays.
I need some powerful help. Is it going to help a little Sag like me?
Well, it could. Although Mercury moves back into Sag, I think around December 18th.
Mm-hmm.
And then it starts squaring Jupiter and Uranus. So
mm-hmm. After that, we're sunk.
Well, not necessarily sunk, but, it, you know, there's unexpected, lots of unexpected things going on that you're maybe not anticipating, see? So
mm-hmm.
So if that happens to be an interest rate change, you know.
Well, right now I couldn't have any more unanticipated things going on, so.
I see. So no big deal, right? Yeah,
doing their job, things falling apart, that kind of stuff. It's great.
Right. Now, do you want me to look at your chart here real quick and see what
sure.
I see?
Sure. Actually, I think it's 2:40 p.m. I said a.m., but it's 2:40 p.m.
Oh, well, that will make quite a difference. Let me make a change
mm-hmm.
on that real quick because that will make a very big difference in my chart, or in your chart, rather.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's have a look here. And I'm just going to look at your finances to see what that might be looking like here. Well, you know, you have a cycle that is what I would call steady income.
Mm-hmm.
And so even though it might not feel big, it should be steady and be able to help you get through the holidays. And after that, I'm not seeing anything that would, where is Pluto here? Yeah, see, because you've got one cycle that's pretty much over that was kind of challenging your your income. But, you know, it should get better over the next month or two.
Great.
Yeah, so hang in there.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in. Now, each week I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training. And this week your tip is this: stop paddling upstream. I know it's hard to believe, but everything you want is downstream. You do not need to work harder and harder to get it. Turn your boat around by reaching for a better thought. Let go of your oars and allow what you want to come to you. I am making progress. I have enough time to get it all done. The money I want is available to me. And remember, you don't have to do it all. Others will help you. So set your intention and allow yourself to trust and let it come to you. Allow yourself to prosper. Now, next Friday on December 17th, my guest will be Angela Nicastro. And lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, remember to get your 2011 Good Timing Guides and newsletters. Or you can call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404. Or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Terry O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Terry can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. That's the Carrie O'Connor Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, on the Dr. Pat Show.
Get ready to feel more alive. Alive with a Deal brings you the truth behind things you experience every day, ways you can heal yourself, and choices that make you feel truly alive. A Deal is a true Renaissance man, a world-renowned yoga master, naturopathic doctor for 10 years, an attorney, and has degrees in physics, math, hypnotherapy, massage, operatic singing, plus he's an expert in green home building. Alive with a Deal discusses health for your body, from heartache to heartburn, your mind, from judgment to joy, your home, from cooking to color, and your spirit, so you can bring forth your talents hidden deep within. A Deal bravely discusses things most people wouldn't touch, delivered with compassion, integrity, and wit. Alive with a Deal is about your own healing so that you feel more alive. Tune in each Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio and Alternative Talk. Feel more alive. Alive with a Deal.
Do you feel energetically bankrupt? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know CRA anticipates a problem and solves it before it occurs and often prevents a disaster waiting to happen? With CRA, we have predictable results before the onset of illness. CRA is an energy assessment of the body's electrical circuits, evaluating the emotional, structural, and nutritional needs of the body. By reinforcing the body with specific nutrition to promote peak performance, CRA detects the results of what the body has been taking in causing ill health and gives insight into removing the obstacle to healing and nourishes the body back to health. CRA balances you emotionally, nutritionally, and structurally for you to be the best you can be and gives you a glimpse of a world where aging appears to be slowed indefinitely. With CRA, I will design a program for your specific needs. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.